The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Trailed at every change, the Cats, but kicked 5-2 to 1-4 in the final term to overcome the Bombers. Where Essendon finished this year, I'm not exactly sure. They did actually finish higher on the ladder than the Cats last year, if you'd believe that. Finished 11th with an 11-12 record. The Cats finished 12th with a 10-1-12 record. Cats, though, percentage of 112 last year. Nearly the Bombers' percentage, only 89. Cats did deal out some hidings to some lower-ranked teams. Cats are just making their way off the ground. We're in the fifth quarter thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other. You can visit the home of Geelong's Mattress Manufacturing on St George's Road in Norlane. There's plenty of parking out front, free delivery and old mattress removal. Check out sandman.com.au. Benny, the KFCX, we'll jump on that in a moment, just get some of the reaction from Cat fans on the performance. But in the experts' chair tonight, Mark Neild for the Sporting Globe. What did you make of what you saw from the Cats tonight and what tweaks or changes that you might have seen to the game style that were obvious to you, but also what they'll be working on over the next 15 days before taking on the Saints?
Kingy, like most people, I certainly enjoyed the last quarter, the way the Cats finished off. You know, we can sit and say, OK, Essendon made it. May have run out of legs, those sorts of things. I like the way they moved the ball in the last quarter. James Kelly told us pre-game that they were looking to try to get a bit quicker, go back to what it looked like 2 years ago. And I felt in that last quarter, Kingy, the way they ran the ball, particularly from half-back, and they ran it with short kicking and then hand to encourage the run from behind. And what it meant was, it means two things, really. It goes inside 50 quicker, but you also have the chance to get it deeper and to your forward's advantage, and it's just really hard to defend. That was really enjoyable. There were a couple of individual shining lights. We've spoken a heap about Max Holmes. He was half back and then into the middle. I thought he was outstanding. We saw a bit more than some glimpses from Ollie Dempsey. I don't think he started very well, but he said his last three quarters, I thought he was really good. And in a couple of facets of the game, like he did some marking. I think that got him into the game. And then he started to get involved when the ball was live. Clark? Yeah, he's got something.
Yeah.
Right? Now, his challenge will be people like us just let him develop and don't expect that consistently every quarter because he is a baby and clearly he's got talent. So I think sometimes when young players come into the system, particularly the high-end draft picks, we get so excited and we expect him to be a Joel Selwood, a Dangerfield from the word go. But I just think just let him develop. He certainly looked like a player, which is really pleasing. Stengel early. His defensive pressure got back to what it was a couple of years ago. Hawkins, well, he was just sort of warming up, wasn't he, for a couple of weeks down the track, I thought. Who else? Oh, Manor. He came on, gave a little bit for a quarter and a half, won a couple of one-on-ones. He won one really important one-on-one against Zach Merritt, and then the ball got out. I reckon that was the one that Close took the hanger in the goal square. So, you know, it was a lot to like, particularly in the end. I think the third quarter, Kingy, was probably a quarter to forget for both clubs, to be honest.
Thank you for that, Neildy. Mark Neildy, the expert chair. Thanks to the Sporting Globe. And, of course, you'll find them in Ryrie Street in Geelong. Eat, drink, sport, catch every second in your own booth or on one of the 50 screens in the venue, of course. Yeah, 50 screens. If you had come and joined us for our wonderful K-Rock end of season 2023 breakup, you would have seen
would
those
I?
50 screens.
Yeah, I've been there. What was it? Oh, I would have been doing something important, I'm sure.
We got refreshed that day.
Yeah, and then you went on to River Rocks, didn't you, at another venue? Yeah.
Jason threatened to turn up on my deck.
The Sporting Globe is the place to watch all of your Cats home and away games. Oh, Jason, you're down in the Geelong rooms waiting for Metricon to have a chat with one of the Cats. I believe we might be talking to Sean Manor.
Yeah, where are they?
They're still out on the ground.
What are they doing?
Signing footballs.
We've got to go to Neildy's deck. Come on, hurry up.
Interact.
You've got to get that through the General Manager of Operations, which is a no.
We're not reconvening back at your place.
No.
Well, that's disappointing.
Well, I'm not sure why. There's no way you had the expectation that that was going to happen.
Metricon, low deposit, no worries. With Home Solutions by Metricon, owning your first home isn't as hard as you think. CWU 52967. So the players are just loitering with intent out on GMHBA Stadium. Let's have a look at the KFC X Benny. Just see some of the responses. We just asked Cat fans for their thoughts on tonight's performance. Get into KFC for a $10 mega fill-up with all of your faves. What are you liking off the KFC X?
Yeah, well, Mitch Hawley suggesting Holmes, Bruin, Clark and Dempsey. Rhys Stanley started worse than a Datsun 1-2-1. With Guthrie missing, I think Bose could be a handy addition to the midfield. Shane at Willow suggesting Max Super, talking about Max Holmes. Thought Henry was impressive. Bose really good when he came on, and Clark got better as the game went on. Yeah, and we only walked through parts of the game. Linda likes Holmes was good. Love Jack Bose and Tanner in the midfield. Clark has a real crack. Go the Cats. Jacob suggesting Holmes and Bose are really impressive. Dempsey and Manigoni create some small forward selection headaches. They certainly will. Accuracy, a small worry. They were off target tonight. Derek just suggesting there's lots to be excited about. JD, good head out. Now bring on the real thing. And Medica suggesting Brad Close is hard to recognise wearing a sleeveless Guernsey, as is Axe Sans Moustache. So hard to pick up a couple of players there who have donned slightly different outfits than they were wearing previously, but pretty positive. Let's hope Jake Colajasny for St John of God is okay. I think Max Holmes was fine, really. Just had a bit of cramp and came off. So provided Colajasny got through that, Kingy okay, you'd think the Cats got through the hit out unscathed. The other one was Shannon Neal, obviously, who came off late, and he seemed to be moving fine after the game. He was walking around. There didn't seem to be too many problems or too many concerns there, so...
Daz Broncos, how did my boy Neil go? It's the only question from me.
Well, he didn't set the world on fire, it should be said, Daz. He had four possessions. He kicked one goal, one. He had a few cracks in the ruck. It's an interesting one because I think he's just a player that needs to keep playing, but I don't know that he can keep playing with Hawkins and Cameron in the team. That's the conundrum. But you'd love for him just to be able to get a block of games together. Sure, he's going to have struggles. You know, they all do, particularly when they're 203 centimetres. But it's just about getting him game time. Because I think he's certainly physically ready. And you'd love to see him learn at the AFL level rather than the VFL level. But I just don't know that it's a possibility with the other forwards. But he probably struggled tonight a little bit. He had a go, but four possessions probably hasn't done enough to get into the round one side, I would not have thought.
You're right. And sometimes... And it's often with the taller players, Ben, when we say they've just got to play, you can play game time at the VFL level. And the Cats' philosophy is to always be in there, always be chasing a premiership every season. And because of that, sometimes you're just not going to blood the youngsters. And you do where you can, but you're right. He doesn't get the luxury, or the Cats don't get the luxury of saying, for the first 8 weeks of the year, we'll just play. That's not going to happen unless he's earning his spot.
Just on the injury front for St John of God too, just on the Bombers, Jordan Ridley, it's a quad injury. And of course, he did a high-grade quad last year, about round 19. So he will possibly miss some footy. So
that's disappointing for them.
Massive blow for the Bombers. Jay Shaw down in the rooms. I think some of the players have started to make their way towards you.
One. Oh. Mitch Duncan, but he's not coming towards us. I think we're going to have Sean Manor, but they're taking their time to come into the rooms. Just an update on Max Holmes at the end. I think he's got a knock on his ankle. He had that on ice at the end of the game. So just precaution. I think he spent the last 5 or 6 minutes on the bench and was a thumbs up to the crowd. So he was pretty good at the end.
Thank you for that, Jace. For St John of God, we put you first, Meyer Street in Geelong. Just give us a holler when you hear from the Cats about who we're talking to and maybe have that player accessible. So for the Cats, Neilty, their first month looks like this. St Kilda here at GMHBA Stadium. Tough one in round two. Go to the Adelaide to play the Crows at Adelaide Oval on the Friday night of round two. Then get a 10-day break before playing the Hawks on Easter Monday at the MCG traditional clash now. And then back to Adelaide for the Bulldogs on a Saturday night at Adelaide Oval as part of Gather Round.
Right, so by round four, Geelong would have played more games in Adelaide than they would have in Geelong. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Well, there you go. Great. Just bring it on, Kingy. Look, we'll just play whoever turns up. It'll be great. We can't wait.
And then round five is back here at GMHBA Stadium, which is a 1 o'clock Sunday bounce.
Right.
After round one of the GFNL when South Barwon take on Grovedale.
Yeah, we do.
For the John Nankervis Shield.
Is that what it's called? Yes. Excellent. We will do that. That'll be good. Right. That'll be good. I don't know. I think I'll have something up my sleeve. Jacob Spalding, I'm sure you're listening. I'll have something up my sleeve for you. Might play one of your ex-juniors that didn't want to stay at your club and we stole him. Ram one straight in. Good luck with that. You focus on him.
Isn't that ex-junior coming off a broken finger?
Don't think so.
No?
Well, if he has, he's hitting it from me. Right. That's fine. Anyway, put him straight in. Jacob will concentrate on that all day and we'll just run around and play footy, which will be interesting. But that's good, community footy. Other than that, Ben, focus will be all over the Cats.
It will be. Starts next Thursday night, King, isn't it?
We do. Sydney and Melbourne.
Sydney and Melbourne.
What, next Thursday?
Thursday night.
Carlton and so Carlton playing Brisbane.
Carlton have got Brisbane.
At the Gabba.
At the Gabba.
Collingwood play
GWS.
In Sydney.
And GWS play Richmond.
Now, Gold Coast play Richmond.
Sorry, Gold Coast. I apologise.
So, yeah. Damien Hardwick up against his former side.
Yep,
Collingwood having to go on the road after winning the Premiership. They'll be absolutely thrilled about
no,
that.
No, no. Those clubs, actually, the AFL said, we want to open...
Round zero.
We want to open in the northern states. Who wants to put their hands up to go and play? And they were the four clubs who said, yep, do you know what? We'll be in for that.
Right, great. So the Cats didn't put their hand up?
I don't believe so. But I'm sure they would have if they were asked. I suspect there was a reason, you know, get Collingwood up there to play GWS off the back of that prelim last year. Get Richmond playing Gold Coast. You know, Carlton are up and about. There's a
you
reason.
You just get the clubs that have the biggest following because you know that those clubs that you're mentioning there, they have followings outside of Victoria, bigger than a lot of other clubs. So you get them up there.
Yep.
NRL, yes, that's great. They're going to Vegas, wherever the hell they are, but we can just...
But they're in Vegas. They're in Vegas this weekend. Yeah. Like, people made a big deal of it. Oh, being able to combine or clash, but not having...
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.